and the band entertains the fans between games here. The Lady Irish win at 57-49. Well, let's go ahead and run down the stats as the boys teams warm up for this Blue Mountain Boys contest. The Irish boys undefeated on the season and really by far the class of the Blue Mountain League on the boys' side. Scoring four Dayton girls, that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 girls get in the scoring column. 2 points for Stephanie Turner, their 5'9" junior starter, tabbed as their very talented player. Tim Duncan compared her to Andrea Wujek, but not much of a comparison, at least statistically tonight. Turner, just 2 points. 3 points for Tressa Robbins off the bench. Ivana Saldivar had three also. 4 points for Camille Weatherall. 6 points for Courtney Durkee. 8 points for Sarah Gibbons. And two players in double figures. Heather Lambert, the 5'7 junior, fouled out with 10, did not play very much tonight. She fouls out of 2 games in a row now. And 13 points for Katie Powell, the only senior on the Dayton roster. Scoring for DeSales. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 girls score for DeSales. 19 points for Andrea Wujek to lead all scores. 15 points for Kelly Tuggle. 10 points for Ashley Cox, 3 seniors in double figures. Ashley Hamada, just the freshman, 9 points, just missed double figures scoring. And then 2 points each for Nicole Duncan and Margot Robinson. Free throw shooting, I felt, would be a key in the fourth quarter. The Irish girls hit 9 of 18 in the fourth quarter, just 50%. They hit 19 of 36 unofficially for the game. Dayton hit 7 of 10 in the fourth quarter, 14 of 27 for the game. Fouls were a factor. Dayton committed 28. Heather Lambert fouled out. Turner and Weatherall, two other starters, ended up with 4 each. Ivana Saldivar, a reserve player, also fouled out. 4 to sales. They committed 22 fouls. Margot Robinson fouled out. Duncan and Cox ended up with 4 each. So a lot of fouls. The DeSales survives an early deficit. Was offensively very consistent through the second, third, and fourth quarters and wins it 57-49. Rebounding, DeSales pounds Dayton on the board unofficially 45-26 on the rebounds. The Irish corral 17 offensive rebounds. Dayton gets just 4 offensive rebounds. That's a huge improvement, and I'll tell you, the Lady Irish worked on it hard in practice over Christmas break after giving up 21 offensive rebounds to the Riverside Christian Crusaders on December 28th. Andrea Wujek, a double-double, 14 rebounds to go with her 19 points. Nicole Duncan had 8 boards, and Ashley Hamada, just 5'1", had 6 rebounds to go with her 9 points. Stephanie Turner, the 5'9 junior, led Dayton in rebounding with 8. We're going to take a break. That's the end of our pregame, postgame wrap-up for the girls. They go to 5-4, but more importantly, 4-0 in the conference. The girls have a big one coming up on Tuesday as they travel to Touche to take on the Lady Indians in their first meeting of the year. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll head into the boys' pregame on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
There's a bank they call Community. The reason's clear to see. Strong like you and me. Independent, a bank built on a small town dream. So believe,
so believe,
believe in the power.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
A lot of people who don't own a pet want to, but before you share your house with a cat or dog, ask yourself if you have time for a pet. The American Animal Hospital Association says cats need 30 to 60 minutes of your time per day. Dogs need more than an hour per day on average. Pet ownership is a serious bond requiring the time and energy to feed, clean, handle, train, exercise, and take your pet to the veterinarian regularly. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back at DeSales High School. The boys' team's on the floor as the Irish boys will try to make it a clean sweep here on a Saturday afternoon and evening. Both the Irish JV programs were victorious. The Lady Irish come back from an early deficit to beat the Lady Bulldogs 57-49 a moment ago. And the undefeated DeSales boys at 6-0 will take on the Dayton Bulldogs here in about 5 minutes. Dayton under head coach John Boggs. They are really struggling this year to get the wins. They are down at the bottom of the conference standings right now, just a click ahead of Jubilee Christian Academy, the team that DeSales shellacked last night. The Warriors completely outmanned. The Irish were up 37-2 at the end of the first quarter, won at 84-21 against Jubilee Christian Academy. Dayton was losing at Waitsburg last night. While the Irish returned four starters from last year, Dayton returned just one starter. Even though these teams are not in the same league, last year they weren't, they did play twice. The Sales won both games on the Irish floor last year. It was a 44 win. And up at Dayton, the Irish had to hang on to win it 58-56. But Dayton has just one returning starter off last year's club, and they're really struggling this year. They lost a very talented player last year, a guy by the name of Sam Howard, a 6'2 senior who could really play and do a lot of things, along with three other senior starters off of last year's club. Three seniors on this year's roster, Levi McElroy at 5'10 and Andrew Tate at 6-footer. The returning starters, C.J. Himmelberger, a 6'2 senior, and he's a pretty good player, a very good football player too, as well as the Dayton football team struggled through the Blue Mountain League slate, played hard, but did not make the postseason. So Dayton's boys program struggling a lot, moving down from the A to the B classification. They, I think, kind of hoped it would help them be more competitive, but so far that has not been the case. We'll be back with the starting lineup and the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Phil Smith, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730, located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton. That's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Buying a used car isn't as tough as you might think. Hi, this is Kirk Williams from Your Ford Connection. At Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, we pride ourselves in having the best pre-owned selection at our two locations. We show you the wholesale book so you can make an informed decision and always get a deal that you can be proud of. And we accept all trade-ins. We have certified sales professionals and master certified technicians, which means better service before and after your purchase. Find better cars, better deals, and better service at Pendleton Ford Lincoln Mercury and Ford of Walla Walla. Your Ford Connection.
Better ideas, better banking. We at Banner Bank are committed to creating the best Northwest banking franchise by delivering superior customer value. Our people will be empowered to provide exceptional personal service and quality products to each of the communities they serve. Plus, with our full suite of online banking services at banrbank.com, you have the ability to handle many transactions whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Banner Bank, serving the Northwest.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at DeSales High School, and before we go any further, I've got an apology and a thank you to get out. I misspoke. I didn't read my notes correctly. The Dayton girls were defeated at Waitsburg last night. The Dayton boys beat Waitsburg, and I still have my girls' notes in front of me, and that was good news because a Dayton listener called into the station to tell the person at the studio that I had misspoken, and that's good. I'm glad those Dayton folks are listening. I apologize for reading the wrong note there. Sometimes when I transition between the two games, I get a little mixed up. And I'm glad you guys are listening and calling in and keeping me straight because I make tons and tons of mistakes when I'm up here. Good thing I don't have to do this for a living. Now, the Dayton lineup starters are being announced. Marcus Mead, a 5'11 junior, will start. Justin Bly, a 5'9 senior, will start. Andrew Tate, a 6-foot senior, will start, along with B.J. Himmelberger, the 6'2 senior, and Jared Gibbons, a 6-foot freshman. Gibbons, just a freshman, gets the start. For DeSales, Nick Conley, 5'11 senior, will start. Cesar Lopez, who really had a big game last year against Dayton when the Irish had to hold them off up in Dayton. Cesar had 20 points and 6 rebounds in that one. Casey Worth will start. Ben Wall, the 6'2 junior, will start. Casey is a 5'11 junior. And the fifth starter, Nick Richard, the 6-foot senior for DeSales. The Irish boys undefeated and, quite frankly, haven't had anything close to a challenge yet in the Blue Mountain League. Let's see if John Boggs, Dayton Bulldogs, can give the Irish their first real good challenge in the Blue Mountain League here. The Bulldogs coming off that win last night at Waitsburg. So on back-to-back road games for Dayton here this weekend as we start the 2005 portion of the schedule. The Bulldogs in the road red uniforms with the yellow and white trim. The Irish in the home whites with the forest green trim and the gold numerals. Nick Richard, the All-State linebacker in football, will line up against Burke. They call him Burke on the roster. I think Dayton folks call him B.J. B.J. Himmelberger, 6'2 senior, controls the tip to Bly. Bly, another senior with Nick Conley on him. Swing it over to Marcus Mead. Back to Bly at the top of the key. Down low on the baseline it goes to Himmelberger. Himmelberger, 8-footer in the lane. He's got it. B.J. gets the Bulldogs off first. Quickly up court to Lopez. Bulldogs get back. Lopez inside the wall. Ben can't handle the pass. Goes off his hands, off his chest, off his chin, and out of bounds. So the Irish turn it over. DeSales will press. The challenge for DeSales so far is they haven't had a tough game other than their opener against Mackay. The Irish have not been challenged. The Irish won their opener 54-42 over Mackay. And the rest of the games have been blowouts. Long shot by Worth. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds off DeSales. So the Bulldogs with the ball in the two-point lead. Irish show man-to-man pressure. They get it in bounds to Bly. Bly working against Nick Conley. Pushes it hard up the right side all the way in the corner. Now cut off, and he stepped out of bounds. He took a half step too far with the red sneakers, and he stepped on the green end line. So Dayton turns it over. Just underway in this boys' contest. Dayton up 2-0. In the corner it goes to Cesar Lopez. Now to Nick Richard in the lane. Cut off, kick from the corner to Lopez. Three on the way, he's got it. Cesar Lopez, Irish leading scorer. And the Irish lead at 3-2. Gibbons, the freshman, pushes it into front court. Now to Bly, all the way out at half court. Nick Conley on him. Swing it over to Marcus Mead. In the right corner now it goes to Himmelberger. Himmelberger, hesitation dribble, goes inside. He collides with Nick Conley. He's going to pick up the offensive foul. Himmelberger's definitely their guy. He's a good-looking athlete, 6'2", got some thickness to him. I think he played tight end on the football team. Deep right wing pass to Worth. Long cross-court pass to Lopez. This time he drives baseline, cut off, and drug the pivot foot. Cut off nicely by Andrew Tate. Good defense by Tate. He'll inbound it now. He's got a wristband up around the biceps. Gives it to Bly. Bly working by Conley, now picked up by Lopez. Now back to Meade. Conley on Meade is Marcus Meade, the junior, pushing the front court. Gives it off to Tate. Tate in the corner, pressured. That's Gibbons, the freshman. Loses the ball down in the left corner, out of bounds. And there's a couple of the Irish assistant football coaches, Mike Neely and Brian Amata, and also Tom Richards standing down there in the left corner. Cross-court pass to Lopez. Goes baseline again. Cut off. Picks up the dribble. Now up high to Nick Conley. Still on the left wing with the dribble. Splits the defense. Leans into one from 15. He banked it in. Let's see if they give him the shot. Cesar Lopez is asking if they should. Dave Maley next to me says they should. And they do. And the fans like that as Nick Conley splits the defense, the zone defense, and gets the shot. And John Boggs doesn't like the call. And the Dayton folks says, we're not in the NBA, says some of the Dayton fans.
Oh, Nick was in the act of shooting when he was fouled. I know it looked kind of weird, but that was a legitimate call.
He misses the free throw, but gets his rebound and banks it in. So Nick Conley, kind of a four-point play, if you will. And another miss off a steal, and now Dayton's got it as I try to get Dave's microphone turned down, because if you keep it up, it picks up all the crowd noise if it's not up in somebody's face. Tate with the ball. Irish up 7-2. Bly high at the top of the key with the ball. One dribble now off to Himmelberger. Dave DeSales plays man defense most of the time. In the corner to Bly. Three on the way. He's got it. Nice shot by the 5'9" senior. Irish up 7-5. Up court pass to Lopez. Quick jumper. Off the rim, hits the backboard, drops. Nice soft cut. Now that's the sales basketball. Off a made basket, two passes, and a quick jumper. Greg Fazari likes his team to get up lots of shots. Irish up 9-5. Lopez has 5 points. Bly, runner in the lane, won't go. Rebound tipped, and it's going to go out of bounds off the sales. Speaking of getting up lots of shots, one more stat from the girls' game. Shooting. Dayton's girls, 17 for 47. The sales 18 for 62. They made just one more field goal, but they got up, 47, 57, 15 more attempts with all those offensive rebounds. They picked off 17 offensive boards. Bly with the three off the inbound won't go. Lopez rebound, pass tip, slams off the backboard, goes back to Lopez to Gavin Spees, who's checked in. Shot won't go. Jake Moore, who's also checked in, as has Matt Fazari, all touched the ball. And now Lopez with it to Spees. Swing it to Fazari. Deep three in the left corner. He's got it. Matt Fazari, quick release. The Irish second three-pointer of the game. They lead it 12-5. And we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. 4:47 to go in the first quarter. As I was looking at some shot stats from the girls, the Irish got a bunch of substitutes in the game. And Dave, I'm not sure how long you're going to hang around. I know you've got to drive back to Rosalia. Your thoughts on the boys' contest from what you've seen?
Well, right now, one thing that I noticed with the sales is Coach Fazari put out four substitutes a few seconds ago, and they have a deep bench. And, of course, for Blue Mountain opponents, that's going to be the opponent's misfortune when they take on the Irish, considering how deep they are.
Yeah, they do have a lot of depth, and it got them in a little, I wouldn't say trouble last night, but it was hard last night because they were ahead of Jubilee so far, but as deep as they went in their bench, it was still a mismatch. Gibbons will fire a three off the inbound. It won't go. Himmelberger with the offensive board. Nice right-handed hook shot. Himmelberger hits it. It's 12-7. Michael Richard is also checked in after the break. Michael turns with the left hand on the baseline. Won't go. Gibbons with the rebound. Cesar Lopez, the only starter on the floor for DeSales. Gavin Spees with one S. I spell mine with two at the end. No relation. Pass tipped away from Himmelberger by Moore. He's got it ahead to Michael Richard. Michael will go up the left hand hard. He can't hit the shot, but he's fouled by Tate. Michael Richard had two white shirts to the right side. Chose to take it himself. And Dayton has three fouls now. I missed the foul. I only have them for two. And Michael Richard, who did not play last night, he has that right shoulder heavily taped. He strained it, slapping it off the backboard on kind of an alley-oop attempt, I think in the second game of the season. He misses the first free throw. Irish up 12-7, 4:11 to go in the first quarter. Michael's second free throw is good. Irish man-to-man pressure. Bly pressing it up left side against Pizarri. Now off to Tate. Back to Bly, deep on the left wing. Himmelberger posting up hard. Bly shoots from 17. Rebound tip goes back to Bly. Ball's on the deck as he loses it. Moore's got it. Gets it across half court. Shovel pass to Pizarri. Quick three. Won't go. Rebound Himmelberger. Strong. Outlet to Bly. Nobody back for DeSales. Bly will lay it in. The Irish got caught with nobody back. And Himmelberger hits Bly. Bly's got five. The Bulldogs within four. Pizarri for three from the corner. Won't go. Gavin speeds with the rebound. Kick back out to Pizarri. He'll find some room from 17 straight away. Won't go. Rebound Himmelberger. So Matt Pizarri gunning and gunning as he's coming off the bench. He's gotten off four or five shots. He hit his first one, a three-pointer from the corner. Gibbons up high with the ball. Now right wing to Himmelberger. The Bulldogs will back it out, trailing 13-9, 3:12 to go in the quarter. Now Himmelberger's got it with his back to the basket at the elbow. Now gives it to Bly. Behind the screen from Himmelberger. Pulls up from 12, won't go. Himmelberger, the offensive rebound. Nobody blocked him out. He's fouled on the putback. We'll see who it's on. The foul's on Matt Pizarri. The first foul of the game on DeSales. And B.J. Himmelberger, who's got four first quarter points, will shoot a couple free throws. It's been a well-played first quarter. The first challenge so far for DeSales in the Blue Mountain League. They haven't played Pomeroy or Touche yet. Himmelberger hits the first free throw. I have to say, early on, I'm impressed with Dayton. Much better effort on their part than I anticipated based on some of their previous scores. Jeremy Maxey has checked in for the Bulldogs, a 5'10 sophomore. Himmelberger misses the second. Pizarri's quickly into front court, passing the left corner to Richard. Up high goes to Nick Connick. Swing it right wing to Spees. Gavin baseline passes inside to Michael Richard, who goes up high with the left hand and puts it in. Nice job by Gavin breaking down the defense. Michael Richard finished it nicely off the assist. He's got a whistle and a foul and a reach in after they inbounded it. And it's going to be on Matt Pizarri. So Pizarri picks up two quick ones, and his father, head coach Greg Pizarri, gets up off the bench and says, "Move your feet." And Casey Wirth's going to come in, and Matt's going to check out. Casey had a good game last night, as did everybody else against Jubilee. 9 points and 8 rebounds. In the front court, it goes to Maxey. Maxey has it tipped away by Spees to Nick Connolly. Back to Gavin Spees. Gavin will lay it in. Nice defense by Spees, and Nick Connolly rewards him with the assist. Irish up 17-10, 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Meade with the ball up high between the circles. Now left wing to Maxey. Maxey up high now to Himmelberger between the circles. Now to Tate. Tate, one dribble. Worth on him. Nobody coming to the ball. Now Maxey does up high. Dayton running a wide open offense, running cutters down low. That's Maxey who cuts through there. Meade tries to hit him. It goes out of bounds. So Dayton really trying to spread the floor and get some backdoor cuts against an aggressive DeSales defense. That time they turn it over. Irish up 17-10 with the ball. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Long cross-court pass to Casey Wirth on the left wing. Gets a screen from Moore. Back to Moore on the pick and roll. Shot won't go. Himmelberger with the rebound. Nice fundamental play. Jake just couldn't finish it. Marcus Meade will walk it across the timeline. Nick Connolly pushes him over to the right side. Pass down low for Tate. 12-footer over Moore. He's fouled. Jake Moore very physical with the defense. Jake in his younger years grew up in Dayton. I think they moved to Walla Walla when he was in the sixth grade. Jake, now a sophomore. His brother, Kyle, graduated last year. Kyle's at Gonzaga. I saw him in the stands a little bit ago. I think he goes back to school tomorrow. Tate misses the free throw. Irish up 17-10, 1:39 to go in the first quarter. Tate, a 6-foot senior, misses them both. Worth with the rebound. Outlet to Nick Connolly. Nick Connolly pushes it up into the corner and out of Gavin Spees. So three on the way in and out, stays out. Richard tries to keep it alive, but Gibbons, a freshman, runs it down. Now Meade with it up the right sideline. Meade still on the dribble into the corner between the legs. Still got the dribble. Now back it out and hand it to Gibbons. The freshman looking for Himmelberger, posting up hard, but Jake Moore forces him outside. Now they swing it to Maxey. Maxey to Himmelberger outside the three-point line. Now to Gibbons from the foul line elbow. Shot won't go. Rebound Casey Wirth. He's fouled, pushing the back. by Andrew Tate. That's two on Tate. Good block out by Casey Wirth. Justin Bly, the 5'9 senior, is going to check back in. He's got 5 points. And Tate will sit down. He's picked up a couple of quick fouls. Irish with the ball, leading 17-10, 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Irish break to the basket, Spies hits Michael Richard, reverse left-handed lane, he's got it. Michael Richard's got 5 in the quarter, and obviously 5 for the game because we're in the first quarter, inside a minute to go now in the quarter, 19-10 to Sales. To Himmelberger, 12 feet away, he's double-teamed, leans hard into Jake Moore, he's got a whistle, and that should be an offensive foul. Himmelberger just lowered his shoulder and knocked Jake Moore back. He hit the shot, but he fouled him. That's 2 on Himmelberger, 5 fouls on Dayton. 39.6 seconds to go. No shot clock, of course, in boys basketball, so it's entirely up to DeSales how they want to manage this final 39 seconds. Long cross court pass to Wirth. He checks the 3 and then tries to go baseline, and he's called for traveling. Got a little too quick with the first step. Himmelberger is going to sit down. And in for the first time, Tyrell Wessels, the 5'11 senior. Several seniors on the Dayton roster. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Bly stripped, ball's loose. He and Wirth on the deck right at half court. The arrow in favor of DeSales. So the Irish get it back with 22.6 seconds to go in the quarter. Trying to get a double-digit lead here at the end of the quarter, leading 19-10 with the basketball. Nick Conley, Jake Moore, Mike Richard, Casey Wirth, and Gavin Spies on the floor. Wirth drives in, draws a double team, dumps it to Michael Richard. He's fouled. Nice job. Gavin Spies a moment ago penetrated, drew the defense, and got it to Michael Richard. Good team basketball, drawing the defense and finding the open man. The foul was on Jared Gibbons, the freshman, his first, and Michael Richard, who has 5 points, including 1 of 2 from the free throw line, the left-handed sophomore. Spins it in and drops it. It nicked the front rim, got some spin going, spun all the way around, and fell in. Michael's got 6 first quarter points, make it 7, as that one's nothing but the bottom of the net. He's hit 3 in a row after missing his first one. Irish up by 11, 21-10. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Meade passes to Max. He's slapped away and fouled. It's going to be called on Jake Moore. The Irish defense has really pushed the Dayton Bulldogs out. They're posting up, but they're posting up about 15 feet from the basket on the wing, and Jake Moore, overly aggressive, picked up the foul. 3 seconds to go. Wirth strips Meade. He's going to try to beat the clock. He lays it in at the buzzer. So the Irish lead it 23-10. The steal and the hoop at the buzzer by Casey Wirth. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back for the start of the second quarter. The Irish up 23-10. It was 7-6 and then 10-7, something like that. I commented that Dayton was kind of impressing me with their effort, and just like that, the Sales went on a run to end the quarter and lead it 23-10, and now Bly throws it away. So I guess Dayton are coming back to life a little bit here. And that's what DeSales does. They just keep the pressure on you constantly and force you into a lot of mistakes, and it just kind of tends to snowball on their opponents here in the Blue Mountain League. Bly kicks the ball, and then he kicks it to the referee, Eric Hysoff. 23-10. DeSales starts the second quarter with the ball, after the turnover will have the ball. Pass to Lopez, now inside to Nick Richard, who's checked back in. Shot won't go. Rebound banged around. Ben Wall's got it. He scores it. So we've got Ben Wall, Nick Richard, Nick Conley, Cesar Lopez, and Matt Fazari on the floor for DeSales. For the Bulldogs, it's Bly, Tate, Gibbons, and Himmelberger, four starters, along with Jeremy Maxey, a 5'10 sophomore off the Bulldog bench. Irish lead is 25-10, and backcourt to Maxey. Lopez on him. In fact, in a game earlier at Liberty Christian, there was so much pressure. My daughter Sarah was watching the game, and she made a good comment. She said it looked like the Liberty Christian kids didn't want to bounce the ball because they knew they were going to get it stolen from them. Nobody wanted it. And there's another steal, and the Irish head the other way. Lopez is going to be fouled and go to the line. And that's it. The Sales always ball hawking, constantly. The foul was on Tate, and he's got three, and Lopez will go to the free throw line. Cesar, five first quarter points. The Irish are 3-for-5 from the line in the first quarter. Cesar's first free throw off the back iron and falls away. But DeSales returns four starters off that team that went to the state tournament last year. And for the last couple of years with this group, it's been that pressure. Sometimes it's all the way into the fourth quarter before it finally gets to the opponent, but it's always there. Lopez hits the second free throw. The Irish up by 16 points. 7 minutes to go in the first half. They lead it 26-10. Meade picks up his dribble in backcourt, pass to Maxey into front court. Lopez on Maxey. His pass tip. Fazari's got it ahead to Lopez. He misses the left-handed layup, but the rebound tip. Cesar gets it back. Gets Meade in the air. Puts up a tough shot. Won't go. Rebound by Nick Conley. He goes up strong. He's fouled. He scores. Well, it wasn't pretty, but the Irish are going to get a bucket and a free throw opportunity out of it. Just ball hawking all over the place. Lopez probably a little frustrated with himself missing that left-handed layup, but Nick Conley, always the physical guy, and John Boggs wants a timeout. He's going to take a full timeout. So we'll break away. 6:48 to go in the half. 28-10 to sales. Nick Conley will try to complete the three-point play at the free throw line when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
American West Bank, your local community bank supporting our area youth. Because we believe in the importance of our young people, families, and community. Come discover the difference where our people care. At American West Bank, bucking the trend of the big bank attitudes, where you can call the bank during the workday and talk to a friendly person instead of an automated answering machine. American West Bank, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of Irish Athletics.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at DeSales High School. Early rebounding stats. Dayton actually out-rebounding DeSales in the first quarter 10-9. Himmelberger, six rebounds. The 6'2 senior playing very hard. But Nick Conley also plays very hard. He got that offensive rebound after the steal and a couple misses by DeSales, and Nick has 6 points. He had a chance for a three-point play earlier and missed the free throw. This one is good, and we've got a whistle and substitutions. Substitutions are almost a constant thing with Greg Fazari, as he's got a lot of depth. Gavin Spees and Casey Worth come in. Matt Fazari and Nick Conley sit down. They just wear you down with the pressure and the players. Meade to inbound against the sales pressure. He gets it to Gibbons. Goes right by Ben Wall. Now Gibbons will dribble into front court and give it up cross court to Bly. Lopez right on him. Irish up 29-10, 6:30 to go in the half. Himmelberger at the foul line elbow. Gives it off to Gibbons at the top of the key. He'll pull up from 16 over Wall. Won't go. Himmelberger tips it out of there. And we'll see who the foul's on. Himmelberger went up right between Nick Richard. The foul's on Lopez. Jason Richard was pointing the wrong way. He got the call right. He just got the direction wrong. So Cesar Lopez pushed Himmelberger in the back, and there's BJ keeping another rebound alive. 29-10 to sales. That's the fifth foul on to sales. Pass the pie to Meade. Tipped by Lopez and bounces right off Meade's forehead and goes out of bounds. That's a little bit embarrassing, and Meade just kind of smiles and heads the other way. Then it hit Elizabeth Barbosa, one of the DeSales cheerleaders. Lady Irish cheerleaders ran a cheer camp all day. Worth with a quick three off the inbound, and he hits it. You can't start editorializing when the Irish are on the floor. Something always happening. Quick pass the other way. Maxie misses the lay-in. Nick Richards got it. Ahead to Lopez. I like to talk about all kinds of different stuff, but this here's Casey Worth with another three, and he hits it. Well, I'll just keep jabbering, and Casey Worth will keep draining him. That one from the left corner. Back-to-back threes, and it's 35-10. Casey Worth with a steal in the shot. It's in and out. Casey Worth having a great 30-second sequence here. I was trying to compliment the cheerleaders. They ran a cheer camp for the young girls today, and then they're doing dance routines at the half. Our cheerleaders are Elizabeth Barbosa, Elizabeth Bart, Stephanie Del Toso, Whitney Brooks, Nancy Lara, Elise Minyagi, and Lindsay Thomas. Casey Worth hits the first free throw. He's got a personal 7-point, make it 8-point run. Just like that, Casey's in double figures with 10 points. Scored 8 in a row. 37-10 now. Lopez reaches in on Bly and fouls him. And so Caesar picks up two quick ones, and he'll sit down, and Nick Conley will come in. And that's a neat thing for Greg Fazzari. He's got the two best point guards in the league. Probably the two of the best point guards that have played at the Sales, arguably. And he can interchange them with Lopez and Nick Conley. And that foul is the sixth on the Sales. They thought the Bulldogs were in the bonus, so now they'll walk it back and force Dayton to inbound it against more of that DeSales pressure. Bly with Nick Conley on him. Tries to go by on the right side, and Nick Conley is going to get called for the block foul. So all of a sudden, they're calling it very tight. Nick Conley picks up his first, and both teams over the bonus. There were a lot of fouls called in the girls' game by this crew. 50 fouls called in the boys' game. The free throws missed by Bly, but he gets the rebound. And then a turnover inside. Nick Richards got it ahead to Casey Worth. Worth, right wing now, I've got a whistle and double dribbles called. He picked up his dribble and passed it. It's getting a bit sketchy here. In the Blue Mountain League, we have three-man crews, and they do both the girls' and the boys' game. And the good news is the officials can cover more games. But the bad news is maybe they get a little tired. Miss, three passes, shot the other way by Nick Richards. He scores it. They got the rebound, pass up the right wing, touch pass from Gavin Spees to Nick Richards, caught it and laid it in traffic. And then Maxie drops the ball as he tries to inbound it, and that's a turnover. I've got to quit focusing on all the little stuff that's going on to describe the great play that's going on here by the Irish. But they turn it over on the inbound. Here comes Bly the other way. Worth sneaks up behind him with good hustle and knocks it out of bounds. 39-10 our score. 5:05 to go in the half. You know, it's a 29-point DeSales lead. But watching the game, at least to me, it doesn't seem like it. Both teams playing very hard. Gibbons from the corner. Shot won't go. And then Ben Wall and Maxie just collide. Wall turned to grab the rebound and smack. Ben Wall, an honorable mention All-State football player, and Maxie got the worst end of that deal. But Wall will pick up the foul, and Maxie will go to the line. Nick Richard had that nice weigh-in in traffic off the great touch pass by Spees a moment ago. Sits down, as do Wall and Worth. Matt Fazzari, Michael Richard, and Jake Moore check in. Maxie hits the first free throw, Jeremy's first point of the game, and he earns the bonus. The first point for Dayton here in the second quarter comes at the 4:59 mark, and he hits them both. So Jeremy Maxie, the 5'10 sophomore, hits a couple free throws, 39-12 in the corner to Fazzari. He goes hard in the baseline, pulls up for an 8-footer, won't go. Spees with a one-handed tip, won't go. Himmelberger with the strong rebound. BJ dribbles out of there, he's still got it. Still got it, tries to go behind the back, picks up the dribble, and he traveled. The big guy trying to do just a little bit too much right there. It looked good until the end. He went behind his back and got caught up in the traffic. Nick Connolly goes right by Bly, but then Bly blocks the shot from behind. Nick gets it back now to Gavin Spees. Down low to Michael Richards. Kick out to Spees. Back to Richards. Tough turnaround. Eight-footer won't go. Bly with the rebound. Justin Bly, 5'9 senior, hesitation dribble into front court. Kick out now to Maxey. Up high to Gibbons, the freshman, and with the three on the way off the back iron, off the top of the backboard. Michael Richards tips the rebound to himself nicely. Now to Nick Connolly. Has it knocked away, but gets it back on the right wing. Pass down low, knocked away by Himmelberger. Good defense. Meade's got it. Meade pushes it into front court. Fazari pushes him into the right corner on the right wing. To be more exact, now up high, Bly will set the offense. Now to Meade, deep on the right wing. Dayton, everybody outside the key, then they run outside the three-point line, then they try to run cutters. Bly, or Meade, has it stripped by Moore, ahead to Spees, and Gavin lays it in, and John Boggs wants a timeout. 41-12, the sales just too much on the defensive end for Dayton. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed the pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy, smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus, linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers!
Mamma mia!
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student-athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dalles Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Dayton hung in with the Irish for about the first 4 minutes of this game, but the first 4 minutes of the second quarter, the Irish are blitzing the Bulldogs 18-2. Meade, a wild three-pointer, won't go. Gavin Spees rips it away from Himmelberger. All the sales here after about the first 4 minutes. Gavin Spees has caught the key with it, swings it for Cesari. Wild pass. Matt chases it down at half court, and Nick Connolly has it, and then Bly just comes up and shoves him. And that's 10 fouls on the Bulldogs. It's gotten ugly in a hurry. And that's the foul I missed. Early I missed the foul. It was on Bly. He has two. Nick Connolly will shoot two free throws. Nick's struggling a bit from the line. Misses the first one. He's just one for three. Casey Wirth had that personal 8-0 run. Back-to-back threes and a drive to the basket. Got fouled and hit a couple free throws on three straight possessions. It really jump-started the sales in the second quarter. Connolly misses them both uncharacteristically. He's just one for four at the line. Bly comes across the timeline. Bly deep on the right wing. Now to Meade off the screen on the left wing for three. Long rebound off the miss is to Bly. He'll fire the three. It won't go. Rebound to Michael Richard inside. Long up-court pass. And no chance for Matt Fazari. He dives for it. It bounces off him and hits one of the Leahy boys right in the shoulder. Didn't knock his popcorn out of it. I think that's one of the Leahys. I can't quite tell for sure. Here comes Dayton back the other way. Maxey with it to Himmelberger up the top of the key. That motion offense to the Bulldogs. Running cutters off screens inside. Shot missed by Bly. Rebound by Spees to Mike to Nick Connolly. They want to run. Pass down low, kicked by Bly, and the Irish will inbound it. Jeff Monk, Irish girls assistant coach, standing in the doorway with Tim Duncan as hands the ball to the official Jason Richard. And here come the white shirts off the bench. Casey Wirth, Nick Richards, Cesar Lopez come in. Nick Connolly and Matt Fazari and Jake Moore come out. Dayton will zone up on the defense, and depth is going to be hard. The Dayton guys really sucking wind in there. They lob it into Michael Richard. His shot partially blocked by Himmelberger, but it goes right to Nick Richard. So the Richard brothers team up a little bit there. Nick, the six-foot senior, gets the bucket. He's got 4 points. 43-12 to sales, 2:28 to go in the half. Bly goes baseline, or excuse me, goes down the lane, misses the shot, rebound tipped. It's going to go out of bounds. Everybody looking at Jim Gillard, the official. He says red. That's Dayton basketball with 2:20 to go in the half. Nick Richard, Michael Richard, Nick the senior, Michael the sophomore, Cesar Lopez, Gavin Spees, and Casey Worth on the floor for DeSales. Maxie and Tyrell Wessels, a couple of reserve players on the floor for Dayton, along with starters Bly, Himmelberger, and Meade. Himmelberger at 6'2", the tallest player on the floor. Maxie with it. Now down low to Himmelberger behind the defense. They lay in a nice offensive set for the Bulldogs. They drew the defense out, and they got the 6'2 Himmelberger on the lob pass. 43-14 to DeSales. To Gavin Spees, down low for Nick Richard, knocked away by Himmelberger. You know, as the coach in me, when I watch other teams play, I think, okay, which guys off this club, regardless of the sport, would I want to have on my team? And I would definitely like to have C.J. Himmelberger on my club. Shot missed by Bly. Rebound by Gavin Spees. Behind the back on the outlet, Cesar Lopez and Bly collide, and it's a foul on Bly. Cesar, the nice behind-the-back dribble with the pressure, and Bly fouls him. That's three on Bly. Lopez will shoot a couple of free throws. It's 43-14 to DeSales, 1:32 to go in the half. Cesar, a quiet 6 points so far. He had been in double figures in the first five games this year, and then last night, certainly, they didn't need him against Jubilee, as Cesar had just 4 points in very limited action. He had a lot of assists last night, though. Caesar's first free throw is good. He's 2 for 3 at the line. 44-14, a lot of fours up on the board. Tim Duncan has come up to the platform. He'll be our guest at halftime talking about that girls' win, 57-49. He'll have to fight Dave Maley for the only extra chair up here. 45-14, Irish, 1:20 to go. Himmelberger tries to drive, goes off his foot. Michael Richards got it out of there, going up hard up the right side with Himmelberger shadowing in the corner to Wirth for three. Casey Wirth, third, 3-point field goal. He's got 11 points in the quarter, 13 for the game. Boy, a smooth stroke. 48 points already for DeSales, and we're not even at the half yet. They put up 80 on a hugely mismatched Jubilee team. Dayton much better. But here's the steal by DeSales. Here they come in front court. Worth to Michael Richard, 12-foot on the baseline. Wild shot, air ball. Marcus Meade has it. Meade has stripped by Spees, but Meade gets it back. Now to Himmelberger. 40 seconds to go in the half. Long pass by Himmelberger. Just about wipes out Danielle Fazzari. Danielle Fazzari, freshman, daughter of head coach Greg Fazzari. She's in the band. She's just walking over there to get ready to play, and Himmelberger just threw a bullet, and lucky she stopped, because I think it actually hit her water bottle that she had in her hand, but it would have nailed her. So fortunate there. Irish have the ball with 27 seconds to go in the half. In the corner, Nick Richard, he'll shoot the three, won't go. Michael, his brother, gets the rebound. His putback attempt is blocked out of bounds right in front of DeSales principal John Lesko. Cesar Lopez will inbound it. They get inside to Nick Richard, who had post-up position. He scores it easy. Nick uses that wide 6-foot frame, and the Irish have 50 points. They're on a 100-point pace. Even I can figure out that math. And then Meade turns it over as he gets the ball caught on his hip. Well, like I said, for about 4 minutes, it looked all right. But since then, it's been all to sale. Lopez will check the clock to get in the corner to Michael Richard. He'll fire the three off the iron, and that's going to be the end of the first half. Dayton scores just 4 points in the second quarter. The Irish putting up big numbers. They lead at 50-14 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts. Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
Wait, so your car rolls off a cliff into the ocean?
I'm leaning against the bumper so Kate can take my picture.
And the car starts to roll?
Yeah, I forgot to set the parking brake.
So it rolls off the cliff?
Off the cliff into the ocean, yeah.
Because no one is more focused on getting your car back to normal than your farmer's agent. Describing how you got into an accident can be a lot harder than describing how you got out of one.
So I already got my car back.
Whoa, who's your insurance company?
Farmers Auto Insurance. Gets you back where you belong.
In Walla Walla, see Bill Urego. Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at DeSales High School, and it's turned out to a very enjoyable afternoon and evening for Irish fans. Both junior varsity squads win. The Lady Irish, after trailing, leading 6-3 early, a big run by the Dayton Lady Bulldogs. But then DeSales had a strong second half and won 57-49 as I shuffle my notes around. And with me right now is Irish girls head coach Tim Duncan. And Tim, I know your matchup with Dayton's girls in a league contest for the first time in your coaching career. I know you play them whenever you can in non-leaguers and during the summer because they have such a good program. I know it was a much-anticipated matchup. Your thoughts after getting the win tonight?
You know, it was a much-anticipated matchup. And, you know, the one reason it was is because they're the one team in the league that matches up well with us athletically. I mean, you know, with the exception of probably Andrea's really tough for anybody to match up on, but Turner's as close as anybody comes in our league to matching up with her. And that's one reason that we knew it was going to be a tough matchup. You know, and they lost the Hoon girl, which hurt them depth-wise a little bit. But then we, you know, we lost the Roosh girl, which really made it tough in our rotation because she plays three different spots. But we knew, you know, they lost to Waitsburg last night, and they lost, one of the reasons they lost to Waitsburg last night is because they were anticipating this matchup. And so we knew it was going to be a good one. I didn't think we played very good defense in the first half, but I thought our girls really kind of, we had some girls step up a little bit offensively in the second half and play some good basketball for us.
I agree. Speaking of stepping up, you know, in the pregame I talked about the Stephanie Turner-Andrea Wujek matchup, and you and I visited earlier today, and you felt they were athletically very comparable. And at halftime, it looked like a pretty good matchup statistically. Turner, 2 points and five rebounds. Andrea struggling. She had 4 points and five rebounds. Andrea had an awesome second half, 15 points and nine rebounds in the second half. Ashley Amata, Kelly Tuggle, a couple of other girls
right.
who I really stepped up to
right.
the plate. It's so fun to watch Ashley Amata's speed on the floor.
Oh, you know, and her biggest thing right now is we're trying to get her down to about 55 miles an hour. And her 55 is a lot faster than anybody else's 55. I mean, she is just the one play that, you know, you always kind of look back in games, and you know, she's had a couple plays during the year where you really think she's figuring it out. The one late in the fourth quarter when she brought the ball down, and I thought she was going to bring it down, fire it down to the block to Nicole, but she took it down under control, pulled up for a little eight-footer and scored it for us.
Right.
And we need to, we're seeing more and more of that from her, and the more we see from her of that, the better off we're going to be.
But just a good effort by your girls. Now you've got a big one out of Sushi. Two things before I let you go. One, I want you to talk about Sushi a little bit, that matchup on Tuesday, but also, you, of course, you need to name the Dairy Queen player of the game as well.
Okay. Well, you know, the Sushi matchup is just huge for us because we can really stick ourselves dead in the driver's seat with a win in Sushi and only having to play one contender on the road in the second half of the season.
That would be Dayton.
And that would be Dayton.
So we have a chance to really distance ourselves a little bit with a little bit of a margin for error. Hopefully we don't have that error, but that's a big one for us. And obviously, you know, too, she all starts with stopping Sadie short. I think we've had some pretty good luck defending her. You know, it's gonna be tough for us if Sarah's not healthy and ready to go. We're gonna have to match up a couple different girls on her, but I'm looking forward to it. That's a tough place to play.
Yes, it is.
And you know, if you can keep her from getting going and you kind of pay attention to everybody else a little bit, then we're going to be in pretty good shape.
And now you're Derek's player of the game.
Well, I tell you what, I'm having a hard time not giving it to two people tonight.
You just do whatever you want, because I know where to get more.
You know, I just really believe that the effort that Andrea Wujek gave us in the second half was absolutely phenomenal. She had a couple offensive rebounds and putbacks that there's only one person that could do, and that was her.
Right.
And I agree, I give the other one to Kelly Tuggle for crying out loud.
Great,
she
I agree.
She really stepped up and played well.
She did. She had 15 points, the 5'5 senior. She was 7 of 10 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, and that's great clutch shooting.
Right.
And Kelly's having a great season. That's her second time we've given her that award. She had a great game at Liberty Christian, too.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to bring up, you talked about the rebound, and your girls, in your absence, gave up 21 offensive rebounds to Riverside Christian over Christmas break. Tonight, you out-rebounded Dayton 45-26, 17 offensive boards.
Right.
That was huge.
And we've been working on it a lot more. We've really been working on blocking out and making it a conscious effort to block out. And I thought it really showed up tonight.
I agree. Well, hopefully more of the same out of Tushy on Tuesday. Steal a win on the road. Thanks, Tim.
You bet, Mike.
All right. Tim Duncan, always gracious. Well, actually, his second visit with us this year. He came up and visited me after the Liberty Christian contest. Because of the crazy schedule, we haven't had very many doubleheader broadcasts. So, Kelly Tuggle and Andrea Lujek, co-Dairy Queen players of the game from the girls' side. On the boys' side, the Irish way out front in this one by a score of 50-14 at the half. We'll be back with the halftime stats and second half action when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You knew December was a special month, and all along you thought it was because of the holidays. But you were wrong. It's time for Toyota-thon, Toyota's biggest sales event. Here at Imagine Toyota, we're celebrating with huge savings on all Toyotas in stock. New 2005 Corollas starting at $13,995, and America's favorite car, new Camrys starting at $17,995. See dealer for details. We need to sell 50 new Toyotas in December, and with interest rates as low as 1.9%, this is the best month to buy your new Toyota. So don't wait. Hurry down to Imagine Toyota in the beautiful Eastgate, Walla Walla.
Coming back empty-handed isn't hunting, it's hiking. Say, ever been hunting when it's so cold that your breath freezes? Well, then you need some of those Danner Pronghorn hunting boots, and L&G is the place to get them. Danner Pronghorn hunting boots have 1,000-gram toe-saving insulation, so you'll be plenty comfortable even on the coldest of hunts. And, like all Pronghorns, these Danner boots are extremely lightweight and agile. Get your Danners today at L&G Ranch Supply, 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, at one time it was 7-4, and then I think maybe it was 10-6. But since then, it's been all the sales. They outscored Dayton 27-4 in the second quarter. They needed 50-14. A quick look at the scoring stats. Not much to talk about for Dayton. Jeremy Maxey, 2 points. Justin Bly has 5, and B.J. Himmelberger
has half the Dayton production with 7 points. Four DeSales. Ben Wall has 2, 3 points for Matt Fazzari, 4 points for Gavin Spees, 6 points for Nick Richard, 7 points for Michael Richard, 7 points for Nick Conley, 8 points for Cesar Lopez, and 13 points for Casey Worth. He had 11 in the second quarter. He had a personal 7-8-0 run with back-to-back threes and 2 free throws. The Irish out rebounding Dayton 22-20. Gavin Spees, the 6-foot senior, 5 rebounds to lead the sales. Himmelberger, 9 rebounds. So Himmelberger has half his team's points and almost half his team's rebounds. 7 fouls on the Irish, 10 on the Bulldogs. We're underway in the second half. Cesar Lopez will take the first shot of the third quarter. He misses. Worth gets the rebound. He's fouled on the putback. The Sales coming into this game undefeated at 6-0 and will look to go 7-0. They have not played Touche or Pomeroy. The Irish teams travel to Touche Tuesday night. You heard Tim Duncan talk about that. That will be a very key matchup for the Lady Irish. Worth hits the first free throw. He misses the second. Irish were 9 of 14 from the free throw line. Dayton was 3 of 7 in the first half. Gibbons with the ball back to Bly. Dayton working down to my right. This gym was packed for the girls' game. It's really emptied out, especially on the Dayton side here in the second half, or at halftime. A lot of people left. And we've got a foul on Nick Conley as they tried to dump it into B.J. Himmelberger. That's Nick's second. Each team with a foul quickly here in the third quarter. Himmelberger loses control of the inbounds pass out of frustration. He just kind of tries to save it. It goes to Nick Conley, to Nick Richards. Back to Nick Conley. Swing it to Casey Worth. Gibbons comes out at him. Casey dribble drive, left side's got it. Casey Worth really got the whole package. He drains the three. They come out on him. He can take that two-dribble pull-up from 15 and hit it. He can drive all the way in. Casey, a very much improved player, really works on his game. He's a 5'11 junior. Tate with the shot won't go. Lopez high for the rebound. Irish up 53-14 with the basketball. Lopez behind the back with the dribble in the lane. Kicks out to Worth. Now they'll sag off. He'll fire the three. He hits it. Casey Worth is in what you would call a zone. His 4th 3-pointer, he's got 19 points. He just kind of got the rocker step and backed up and nailed it. The other way, Himmelberger hits the bucket. 56-16 to sales. Worth has got it again. He kicks it out to Conley. Swing it to Lopez with Bly on him. Cesar always very patient, looking for all of his teammates. Always within the scope of what Greg Fazzari wants done. They get it to Worth. Swing it down low to Lopez, and we've got a whistle and a 3-second violation. Nick Richard had that inside rebounding position when Lopez turned and made the head fake instead of shooting the ball up. Nick Richard was caught in there too long. Irish turn it over on the 3-second violation. Casey Worth with a steal on the left wing off the pass. He's got Lopez behind him. He'll go up with a shot instead, and he's fouled by Bly. And would have liked to see Casey dump that one to Cesar off the right side. And they say the foul was before the shot, so the Irish will inbound it. That's Bly's 4th personal. Irish up by 40 points. They lob it into Nick Richard. Catches, shoots, won't go. Rebound tipped by Wall. And Lopez has got it now. Kick out to Nick Richard. Nick for three. He's got it. 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 3-point field goals now by DeSales, 4 of them by Casey Worth. Nick Richards got 9, and that's the matchup problem to any team that plays DeSales. All their guys can score. Himmelberger out high with it. He'll shoot the 3 over Nick Richard off the mark. Won't go. Lopez and Maxey go after it. Maxey tries to save it. Can't do it. Irish basketball now leading by 43 points, 59-16. Right corner Worth. Quick three. He misses. Gibbons with the rebound. Off to Marcus Meade. 4 white shirts at the scores table. Getting ready to check in. Meade has it slapped away by Lopez, and it goes to Maxey. Now to Meade. Back to Maxey. Deep on the left wing. Up high to Gibbons. The freshman. Now to Himmelberger, the senior out high. They run that weave of players around the 3-point line, exchanging passes, and then they run cutters off screens at the elbow, and now they break it inside to Himmelberger. Double team, tries to get Wall in the air, can't do it, takes a tough shot, rebound tipped by Nick Richard, controlled by Casey Wirth. Outlet to Nick Conley. They have 4-on-4. Nick Conley's going to split the defense, go all the way in, shot blocked from behind by Gibbons. Nick Conley comes from out of bounds and gets it in. Nick Richard says, you can't do that. I think you have to establish at least 1 foot back on the field of play, back on the court before you can touch the ball. I know you can't be the first one to touch it when you come back in, and that's not the case because the ball had been tipped. Either way, it's back over to Dayton. 59-16. Dayton with the ball. And we've got a timeout on the court as Jake Moore lost his shoe. So they'll walk it over to half court right by the DeSales cheerleaders. 4:34 to go in the third quarter. And they inbound it to Gibbons. Gibbons at half court. Now deep on the left wing goes to Marcus Meade. Down low to Gibbons. He'll take a shot and score it. Nice offensive set there for the Bulldogs. And Jared Gibbons, a freshman, gets his first points of the game. To Lopez. Looks at three. Won't take it. He'll get it to Fazari. He'll shoot from 18 on the right wing. Foot was on the line. It's a two-pointer. Matt's got 5 points. 61-18. It's Cesar Lopez, Michael Richard, Gavin Spees, Jake Moore, and Matt Fazari on the floor now as the wholesale switch is on. Himmelberger up high with it. Now one dribble. Now gets it to Maxey. Spees on him. Fresh legs all the time for the DeSales defense. They just wear you out. It only took them about 4 minutes to wear Dayton out. It was close early at, I think, 10-6 at one point. Gibbons, wild shot off the backboard. Lopez got it in transition. Now he'll back it in the corner. They leave him alone. He'll shoot from 15. Won't go. Follows his shot. Puts it up. It still won't go. Rebound by Gibbons. Tipped away from behind by Lopez. Gibbons will run it down. Lopez still after him. And now Gibbons in the front court. Cesar will let him go. Dayton in the half-court offense. Down to my right. 61-18 to sale. 3:18 to go in this one. In the third quarter. Pass down low for Tate. Stolen by Moore. Tries to save it behind his back before going out of bounds. He will, but right to Maxey, who kicks it out to Meade. To Himmelberger, 15 feet away. He and Fazari collide. And that will be three on Matt Fazari. It's before the shot. Two fouls on each team. And Nick Conley's going to check in for Cesar Lopez. He'll get his first break of the second half. Brendan DeSherry and Clinton Zitterkoff, the two seniors on the end of the sales bench, haven't been in. They lob it into Himmelberger. He can't hit the shot. Michael Richard tips it at Nick Conley. Hits him right in the face, but Nick Conley retrieves it now. A wild pass up to Fazari. He saves it over by the drum set to Spees. To Nick Conley. Matt Fazari very good at playing that set of drums when he's not on the court playing. Now things settle down. Nick Conley will swing it to Fazari. Pass down low to Gavin Spees on the baseline. He lays it in. Nice zip pass. It was a little low. Spees was able to come up with it and score it. And John Boggs wants a timeout. 63-18 our score. 2:38 to go in the third quarter. It's a full timeout, so I'll take a break on 100.7 FM KHSS. Just 30 seconds.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
The local.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Dave Maley, we've got a little time here before the timeout period's over. Your impressions on the boys' side here in the Blue Mountain League?
Well, Blue Mountain or Whitman County?
I don't care.
Oh,
you
okay.
Talk.
Well, in Whitman County, it's very deep. We have four, possibly five legitimate clubs that can do some damage at district. And last night in Washtenaw, Lacrosse Washtenaw's boys beat Tico Oaksdale in what some people would call an upset. I would, but it would be a mild upset as far as I'm concerned. And there's another good game on Tuesday in Tico when Garpow plays the Nighthawks, and that will be another good showdown in Whitman County.
Is Tico Oakdale, that was their first loss, if I look at your notes. They're 9-1, 3-1 in conference play. Lacrosse are stuck to 2-1, and so is St. John Endicott and Garpow. So it sounds like a lot of balance on both sides of the ledger in the Whitman County League.
Definitely.
And we're back to live action. We've had an exchange of turnovers. Dayton with the ball. They lose it again. Now Himmelberger gets it from, sorry, the ball's still loose on the deck. Pizarri's got it. He throws it down court. Michael Richard all alone laid in. That was a wild sequence. Back and forth at the half court line. Four or five changes of possession. Michael Richard finally just waited down there to see how it all shake out. And he gets the easy lane out of it for 9 points. 65-18. And we'll try to visit with Dave Maley a couple more times. He knew we were pretty sure the girls' game would be an exciting contest. He figured, well, I'll watch the girls' game and probably take off sometime during the boys' game. In the first quarter, I said, well, are you going to stick around? He said, yeah, I think I will. But after that, it kind of got out of hand here. Himmelberger goes strong to the hoop on the inbound play, and he's fouled. And so, Dave, I don't know how much longer you're going to hang around, 65-18.
Well, one thing that has impressed me with the Irish, they got an awesome transition game. And of course, when Greg Pizarri started coaching a couple decades ago, he was an assistant one time at Garfield Blues
right.
under Tim Coles. And this is what kind of reminds me of from many years, well, when Tim Coles coached the Vikings for many years and had three state B championships under his helm. It's like Garpow basketball, but the Blue Mountain version of it,
I guess. Well, I'll tell you what, Greg Pizarri is going to be very happy to hear that comment from you because that's his goal. He wants his clubs to play like those old Garpow teams did who won those state championships, and he'll be very happy to hear that.
Yeah, and it's the intensity of the Irish basketball program, my goodness, to see transition buckets left and right tonight, and this isn't going to be the last time that's going to happen. There's going to be more of this coming through the season and at district when they take on Whitman County League schools.
Take it down to the man with the gray hair. Okay. Well, thanks, Dave. Sorry, I got a little bit distracted. A young lady was handing me a note on somebody who had their lights on out in the parking lot or something, but I'm not the PA guy. We're the radio guy. So unless they're listening to the radio, I can't help them much. But we're back to live action. Himmelberger hit a free throw, one of two, and the Irish lead is 65-22. I missed another Dayton basketball. I was talking to that girl. Who was it?
It was Andrew Tate who hit a three-pointer.
Okay. So the little girl, I was trying to help her out. Jake Moore hits a three for DeSales. And we'll try to get back on pace. Dave, always good to visit with you.
Thanks.
All right. 68-22, a minute to go in the third quarter. The Irish raining down the threes. Free here in the third quarter. Himmelberger, a tough pass in the lane, keeps his balance and scores it. He's got five in the quarter, 12 for the game. 68-24 now. Himmelberger with a steal as they dump it in. Now Gavin Spies comes and takes it away from him, dumps it to Jake Moore. 15-footer won't go. Meade with the rebound. Then a little rat ballish, entertaining to watch and hopefully to listen to, even though our score is very one-sided at 68-24. Tate with the ball. Swing it to Meade. Meade down low to Tyrell Wessels, who's in the game. Wessels' shot blocked by Moore. Then Tate and Pizarri collide, going after the loose ball, and Pizarri's going to pick up his fourth foul. Matt gets his money's worth when he's in there. The 5'9 senior, a very physical player. That was a tough one to avoid. Loose ball foul. They just kind of collided. Tate will inbound in the left corner to Himmelberger. Up high to Meade in the corner to Tate. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Lob inside to Himmelberger. Turns and goes up for the shot. He lost the ball on the way up. Rolled down his chest. He and Michael Richard kind of collide. I think Michael hurt his arm a little bit. And his brother Nick Richard will check in. 12 seconds left in the quarter. And the Bulldogs will inbound. Look to get it inside. Nobody open in the corner. They go to Wessels. Now up high to Maxey. Inside 10 seconds to go in the quarter. He checks the clock. Deep right wing to Meade. See if they can get a buzzer beater up here. Meade will throw it up from the right wing. Air ball, but Wessels catches it at the buzzer and scores it. Nice job by Tyrell Wessels. A 5'11 senior caught it and scored it at the buzzer. 68-26 to Sales. 8 minutes left when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's a sign of the times. Banking is going national. More and more local banks are being bought up by national conglomerates, and that means less personalized service for you. At Community Bank, they're the opposite pole on the spectrum. They truly are local money working for local people. At their branches, you'll be treated as an individual with answers to your questions from a real person. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton, Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at the Sales High School, and the Bulldogs will start the fourth quarter with the ball. And John Boggs for Dayton has to be pleased with his players somewhat. That third quarter, they scored 12 points after mustering just 14 the whole first half. They give up 18 to the Irish after giving up 50 in the first half. It's 68-26 to Sales. Bly, shot blocked on the right wing by Lopez. Bly gets it back, tries to drive, dumps it to Himmelberger. Himmelberger trying to find some room. He's going to be fouled. Let's see the fouls on. It's on Gavin Spees. Let's check the lineups. Four DeSales. Cesar Lopez and Casey Worth, two starters on the floor for DeSales, along with Michael Richard, Gavin Spees, and for the first time, Brendan Sherry's in the game. Off the inbound, Gibbons misses the shot. Rebound, Gavin Spees. Up court to Cesar Lopez. So Brendan Sherry, the 6-foot senior, getting his first action. Spees drives baseline, loses it off his leg and out of bounds. They say last touch by Dayton. For Dayton, it's Bly, Meade, Gibbons, Himmelberger, and Tate, the starting five. Inbound to Spees for three. Won't go. Rebound, Himmelberger. Himmelberger's been tough. He's got 12 of Dayton's 26 points. I'm sure he's well over double figures in rebounding. Yes, he is at 11 now. Irish out rebounding Dayton 30-26. They dump it inside to Himmelberger. It rolls off the rim. Rebound Tate, and then he's fouled by Lopez. The Irish are over the limit. Cesar tried to knock the rebound away from Tate. That's Caesar's third foul. Andrew Tate, who's 0 for 2 at the line. Let's see if it's a two-shot or a 1-1. I think it's just going to be one in the bonus. As the Irish have committed 7 fouls. Dayton has committed just 3. Dayton 4 of 9 from the free throw line in the game. The Irish are 10 of 16. And Tate, the senior, hits the front end. He's got 4 points. Hit a 3 a little bit ago. I didn't actually see it because I was helping a young lady find the PA announcer. And Tate hits them both. Nice looking shots. He's got 5 points all in the second half. 68-28. That's easy. 40-point advantage for DeSales. Spees with it. We're in the fourth quarter here. Now deep on the left wing is Casey Worth. Up high between the circles, Michael Rich. We've got a whistle and a 3-second violation on the sale. So the Irish turnover. Quentin Zitterkoff's going to check in. 6'1 senior. Clint was absent last night from the game. He was involved in a drama production here in town and had play practice. So Greg Cesari gave him the night off. One thing about the sales kids, they're always involved in a lot of activities. Pass inside to Tate. Shot blocked, but fouled, I think, by Gavin Spees. Yes, sir. Two in a row now on 2 fouls on Gavin Spees. And now Tate will make his second trip in a row to the free throw line. This will be for 2 shots. And Dayton outscoring the Irish in the fourth quarter now, 3-0. And Tyrell Wessels, who's tipped in at the buzzer, was fun to watch. It was kind of an air ball. He caught it and tipped it up onto the rim, and it rolled and fell right when the buzzer sounded. So with that buzzer tip, it's a 5-0 run by Dayton. Now a 6-0 run as Tate hits both free throws. You just got to find the game within the game when the score is like this. So Dayton's on a 6-0 run. Just kind of pretend it's close. Passed it by Irish, tipped by Himmelberger, and Wessels gets it now to Bly. So Dayton doing a nice job here since that last Boggs timeout. Bly, shot from the corner, won't go. Rebound, Gavin Spees. Now up court to Casey Wirth, who's got a big game tonight. He's got 19 points in the corner to Fer Lopez. He hits the three. Caesar opened the game with a three, and he gets the first to sales points of the fourth quarter with a three. And the Irish are up 71-30. The sales scoring a lot of points this year. Wessels with the ball. Now Tate with it. Irish railed to 54 points in their first game against Mackay. But since then, their totals have been 80, 69, 77, 72, 84, 84. And they've got 71 right now. So check that. It's not 84 and 84. I accidentally wrote 84 to 21 was the score last night. I started to write it on the Dayton slot. So we'll see if the Irish can come up with that many tonight. Not that that should be a goal for them. Zitterkoff on the right wing. Shot up on goal. Gavin Spees with the offensive rebound, and he puts it up and in. Nobody blocked out Gavin. He's got eight. Worth and Lopez, the two DeSales players in double figures. Inside to Himmelberger. 15-footer over wall. Shot won't go. Spees saves it off his fingers to Lopez. Caesar wants to run the other way. He pushes by three. Bulldog. Now he'll back it out. In the left corner to Worth. Worth drives. Leaves it for Ben Wall. Gets Himmelberger in the air. Puts it up strong and scores it. Ben was our Dairy Queen player of the game last night with 12 points and 9 rebounds, all of them early in the game when technically it was still a contest. They dump it into Himmelberger, and this time Wall's going to get the foul. Last time down, Ben was really physical with Himmelberger and didn't get called for it. This time he does, and he deserved it. And we've got a timeout to sail. 4:36 to go in the game. B.J. Himmelberger will be at the line for Dayton. Irish up 75-30 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dowles Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at DeSales High School, and it's always nice to have Dave Maley from Rosalia, Whitman County aficionado, the Stat King. And, Dave, more observations as you observe some Blue Mountain League basketball.
Well, keep in mind that in this year's District Boys Tournament, between the league tournament and the district tournament itself, the Blue Mountains number 5 will host a playoff qualifier against the Whitman County's number 4
for
the final berth to district.
I did not know that.
And Dayton could have a legitimate shot of being involved in that qualifying playoff game.
So only 3 Whitman County teams this year on the boys' side officially get into the district tournament.
Right.
Interesting. I didn't know that. As Himmelberger hits both free throws, why? Why is that?
Because the Blue Mountain Conference has 9 schools and Whitman County only has 7.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. On the boys' side. On the girls' side, that won't be the case. Well, interesting. Lopez hits the shot. Misses the shot, excuse me. But Spees gets the rebound. Lopez will let Bly fly by, and he'll try again, and he hits it. So Caesars missed the three. They got the rebound. They kicked it back. Bly flew at him as he was going to shoot it again. He let him go by and then drained it. Caesars' third three. He's got 14. Well, that's an interesting situation in the district tournament. You know, this year, as Himmelberger flies the other way, misses a shot, hits the deck hard, and we've got a whistle and a foul because, you know, this year, Dave, it looks like the Blue Mountain League really doesn't have any legitimate state tournament qualifying type clubs past DeSales. But, you know, in the future, that's going to be nice for the Blue Mountain League to have a potential to get those 5 teams in.
Yeah, so, of course, in the Whitman County League,
regardless of who ends up number four in the Whitman County League Tournament, I think they can beat the Blue Mountains number five at the Blue Mountains number five.
I agree. This year, certainly that's the case.
Because I really don't know at this point in time who the fourth best team in the Whitman County League is, where you got five district tournament caliber teams, and one of them is guaranteed not to go anyway.
Yep, that's just the way it is in high school sports. Sometimes there's an imbalance. So we've had a B.J. Himmelberger fell out of bounds and kind of sprained his ankle. He did walk off the floor. Tyrell Wessels was fouled and hit both free throws. And we have a couple of fresh players in for Dayton. Andy Davidson, a 6'2 junior, is in there, as well as number 23, who I do not have on my varsity roster. Long shot by Casey Worth. Casey Worth, 22 points, 5 three-point field goals, 81-34 to Sales, 3:28 to go. Four to Sales, Clint Zitterkoff, Cesar Lopez, Gavin Spees, Casey Worth, and Ben Wall. Matt Fazzari getting set to check in. Tate will shoot the 18-footer. He's fouled by Gavin Spees. That's three on Gavin. So let's see, 23, maybe a JV number. Nope. Now, in the girls' game, it was number 43. Oh, check, that is number. Is that 43? Yes, that is. That's Tiger Tate. Well, I announced him in the girls' game. Oh, Andy Davidson. Okay, I'm screwed up. 43 is Andy Davidson, but there's no 23. Brendan Sherry, I know that 23. 23 for DeSales. He checks in for Clint Zitterkoff. So I bumble around as Tate hit the first free throw. All of Dayton's points are in the fourth quarter, have been from the line. They are perfect. 10 for 10 from the line. 81-36, DeSales. And Jake Moore throws it right to Bly. Jake Moore, Cesar Lopez, Matt Fazzari, Ben Wall, and Brendan Sherry for the Irish. Tate with the ball to Tyrell Wessels. Wessels drives in strong, air ball shot. Tate saves it, can't quite save it. And now we have more substitutes. Josh Anderson, a 5'6 sophomore, in for the first time. Meade back in. And we've got a timeout on the floor. I'm going to break away. 2:55 to go in the game, 81-36 to Sales. I'll figure out who number 23 is when we come back. I'm on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Common household medications such as aspirin, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and others can be lethal to cats. Always consult your Walla Walla area veterinarian before giving any human medication to a cat. A good rule of thumb is that if the medication label doesn't say it is for animals, don't give it to them without a veterinarian's advice. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
KHSS, Walla Walla.
Okay, number 23 for the Bulldogs is Levi McElroy, a 5'10 senior. He's listed as number 15 on the roster. So there, we got that straightened out. 81-36 to Sales. Cesar Lopez will walk it into front court. Deep right wing, it goes to Fazzari. Up high to Lopez. Now to Brendan Sherry. Sherry back to Lopez at the top of the key. Now swing it right side to Jake Moore. Jake goes baseline right side, up high now to Michael Richard. Looks at a three and said he'll drive in and kick it out to Fazzari. He'll drive back out to Lopez. DeSales being very patient right now. 2:28 to go in the game. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Just running some clock here, working the man-to-man offense. DeSales loves the run. They love the transition. They swing it to Sherry. He'll shoot the long three. Lopez gets the rebound and backs it out. The nice thing about having Cesar, you know, some people say, why do they got Lopez out there at this point in the game? He will keep things under control. He's the guy Greg Fazzari trusts the most, kind of distribute the ball. Brendan Sherry, want to get him some shots up. He got it to him there, and Brendan Sherry just traveled. The sales bench is so deep, it really doesn't matter that much. Nothing against Zitterkoff and Sherry, but those are the two guys that probably aren't real competitive when they're out there against quality opponents. Shot missed by Wessels. Rebound by Lopez. Ahead to Moore. He'll leave it for Sherry. Sherry shot blocked by Davidson, and we got jump ball to call as they trapped it. And the jump ball arrow in favor of DeSales. 81-36, 1:42 to go.
The boys and girls travel to Touche on Tuesday. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. Bizarro shoot a 3 off the inbound. Won't go. Brendan Sherry with the offensive rebound, trying to find some space. They collapse on him. He kicks it out to Lopez. Lopez now down low to Michael Richard. A little 5-footer on the baseline. Won't go. Wessels with the rebound. Bizarro pressuring him now off to Meade. Down to 1:20 to go in the game. A 45-point DeSales lead. Pass inside, tipped away by Sherry. Ahead to Lopez. Davidson, though, will run it down as Caesar couldn't control it. Now it goes to McElroy. Levi to Wessels. Now to Meade. Down to a minute to go in the game. McElroy with it. Lob inside for Davidson. Picked off by Fazari. But Fazari stepped on the end line. I know it's hard to tell your kids to cool it because Greg Fazari lives by that transition game. Dave Maley talked about it. Greg learned under Tim Cole up at Garfield Palouse. But at some point, the guys, when they're ahead by so much, just got to slow it down. Shot on the off the inbound or play by Meade, and then we have a foul on the rebound. And it's going to be on Levi McElroy, his first. Hey, I like your hat. Former student of mine, Jake Lorang, and his lovely wife walk out with their little baby. And his hat, I said, I like your hat as he left. His hat says, follow Jesus. That's always good advice. Dayton with the ball in front court now. 35 seconds to go in the game. Dixon with the ball. Davidson, excuse me. Now to Josh Anderson. His pass to Meade, stolen by Lopez. Caesar tries to find Brendan Sherry. He'll kick it out to him in the corner. Brendan is fouled, but that's only the fifth foul of 25 seconds ago. They're trying to get Brendan in the scorebook. Some people say, well, why isn't Clint Zitterkoff getting to play much? Well, as I said, he's involved with the drama program, and he's kind of missed some court time on the practice court lately, so his moments are a little bit limited tonight. They lob it into Sherry. He puts it up, won't go. Meade with the ball. He's stripped by Sherry. Now the ball's loose. Michael Richard on the deck. Ball's loose. Tyrell Wessels has got it. Down to the final 5 seconds. Wessels will fire straight away. He hits it. Tyrell Wessels has 6 points all in the second half, and the fans for Dayton get something to cheer about. The Bulldogs score the final points of the game, but DeSales scored almost all of them before that. They win it 81-38 to stay undefeated. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dalles Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic.
This is KHSS 101.
The Sales boys keep their record perfect at 7-0, 6-0 in the conference with a convincing 81-38 win over Dayton. It was close for about 4 minutes in the first quarter when the score was about 8 or 9 to 6. And then the Irish went on a run, ended up 23-10. At the end of the quarter, and then in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter, they outscored Dayton 18-2. Casey Wirth went on a personal 8-0 run during that stretch, and DeSales was way out in front, 50-14 at the half. A little bit of a moral victory in the second half for Dayton. They were outscored 18-12 in the third quarter, and then only 13-12 in the fourth quarter as they shot very well from the free throw line, but a convincing win for the DeSales Irish. That's the scoring summary. We'll come back in a moment with the statistics on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
As I drive the lonesome road, I recall a tale of old. The day my heart and how we met as I merged right.
You idiot!
It was destiny, for we both had farmers insurance and would soon be back on the road.
Move it, moron!
Oh, how she burns for me.
Farmers, get you back where you belong.
In Walla Walla, see Bill Urego.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
I will.
Okay.
We're back. I think we're back as the Irish gym's starting to clear out. The DeSales band, I think, has played their final number, and the Irish put it up a lot of numbers this weekend. 84 points last night in a one-sided win over Jubilee Christian Academy, 81 points tonight. And another very one-sided game, 81-38 over Dayton. Let's look at the scoring totals as the Irish stay undefeated at 7-0. Dayton, let's look at their scoring. 2 points for Jeremy Maxey, 4 points for Jared Gibbons, 5 points for Justin Bly, 6 points for Tyrell Wessels. He had a buzzer-beating tip-in at the end of the third quarter and a buzzer-beating shot from the top of the key at the end of the game for the 5'11 senior. 7 points for Andrew Tate and 14 points for B.J. Himmelberger, the 6'2 senior. Scoring for DeSales, 6, 7, 8, 9 different players scored out of the 11 who got in the game. 3 points for Jake Moore, 4 points for Ben Wall, 5 points for Matt Pizzari, 7 points for Nick Conley, 8 points for Gavin Spees, 9 points for Nick Richard, 9 points for Michael Richard. So the Richard brothers match scores. And then two players in double figures. Cesar Lopez with 14 points, and Casey Worth leads all scorers tonight with 22 points. He hit 5 3-point field goals. As a team, DeSales hit 9, 10, 11 3-point field goals, as they were tough inside, outside, in transition. Free throw shooting, a little bit of a bright spot for the Bulldogs. 10 for 10 in the fourth quarter for Dayton, 14 for 19 for the game. DeSales shoots 10 of 16. And as we talk about these stats, of course, keep in mind your thoughts on our Dairy Queen Player of the Game for the boys contest. Rebounding, DeSales out-rebounded Dayton 40-32. B.J. Himmelberger led Dayton with 11 rebounds, so that 6'2 senior gets a double-double, 14 points and 11 boards. Gavin Spees and Cesar Lopez each with 10 rebounds, so Cesar gets a double-double with 14 points and 10 boards. Spees, 10 rebounds to go with his 8 points. 18 fouls on the Irish, 12 on Dayton. So DeSales really running through the Blue Mountain League on the boys' side. They haven't played Touche or Pomeroy, and Pomeroy's dangerous. They have the McCabe kid who can really play, so we'll see what happens. But other than that, I just don't see anybody really, Dave, competing in the Blue Mountain League with the Irish. You've seen all the Whitman County schools play. How do the Irish boys compare? How do they stack up with the Whitman County boys, in your opinion?
Well, keep in mind, our
Keep in mind, in our District 9, only two will qualify for the State B this year, unlike last season's three.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes, but, such is life, I guess. There's going to be some legitimate matchups between the Irish and some of the upper echelon in the Whitman County League. There's going to be some close games, but I'm not going to guarantee anything. But the best chance for the Blue Mountain Conference to clinch a state berth in boys is definitely the Irish. And, of course, the road to State B is always tough when you have to take on Whitman County schools. Remember last season, district semifinal, possibly one of the best games ever in the history of the District 9 tournament.
And that's saying a lot from you, because I've seen Dave Maley has a notebook that goes all the way back to, what, 1923?
Yeah, 22-23.
And how many years have you been watching District 9 basketball?
Almost 20 years.
Yeah. And that game between DeSales and Teak Oaks,
LW.
Went three overtimes and sent DeSales to state. That was an awesome game.
Yeah, and with the upper echelon in the Whitman County League, right now I think the favorites are La Crosse-Washtenaw and Teak Oaksdale, but you can't count out Garfield Blues and even St. John IndyCar or even the Stoughton. All of those teams have winning records right now. But like we said earlier in the boys' broadcast, one of those teams will not go to district, and possibly two due to the qualifying playoff game between Whitman County's number 4 and the Blue Mountains' number 5, which will be in between the league and district tournaments in mid-February. So, of course, right now it's only January 8th, and we got to worry about
right.
the regular season schedule.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about, but anytime I get a chance to visit with you, I'm going to do it. We've got a full month of league games to go, but it sounds to me like on the girls' side, our Blue Mountain League is very balanced and will probably be competitive with the Whitman County League, which is also very balanced, and it looks like maybe a little better top to bottom on the girls' side up in Whitman County versus down here in the Blue Mountain League. On the boys' side, it looks like the sales as good or better than any team in our district. But as far as the Blue Mountain League goes, that's about it compared to the Whitman County League.
As long as the Irish boys stay injury and eligibility clear from an eligibility standpoint, I think they can go undefeated in the Blue Mountain Conference. And, of course, this season it's a 16-game league schedule with Dayton rejoining the league. So there's going to be a few tough games. And, of course, tonight, the first couple of minutes were close, but then the Irish broke away with a – awesome transition game. There were times in the second half that was pretty ragged, but DeSales had this game in the can second quarter. But thankfully there weren't any injuries during this game, major injuries during this game, or any tussles between the Irish and Bulldogs, because we don't need to see that, even in a 40-plus point blowout.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot more of those ragged games in the Blue Mountain League season. As you mentioned, Dayton, I'm just thinking through the thing that DeSales has to worry about. I remember those Dayton teams of the late 80s, early 90s, when they would go run the table in the Blue Mountain League and go undefeated, and just nobody would challenge them. They get in the district tournament and go two and out because all of a sudden the competition level got up and they didn't have a chance to adjust. But hopefully that won't happen to DeSales. Potentially it could, but I think some things are working in DeSales' favor. They have a senior-dominated club. They lost only one starter off of last year's team, and they went to war with the Whitman County League at the district tournament last year and were successful. But that's something that's got to be in the back of Greg Cesari's mind. He's got to find some ways to keep his guys sharp through what looks to be a very weak Blue Mountain League schedule.
Well, you know what surprises me? Tonight in the Whitman County League schedule, Mike, Teak Oaksdale did not play. Now, granted, the weather and the highways weren't exactly all that great up in Whitman County, but I'm somewhat surprised that the Teak Oaksdale coaches did not come down here on the bye to scout out the sales, both boys and girls.
Well, you never know. It's early. Not everybody's a diehard fan like you are, Dave, making the drive down here. And
well,
maybe
yeah.
the coaches are just going to trade films. Well, Dave, I think we've got all our breaks in. I've got all the stats shared. It's a clean sweep in the Irish gym tonight. Always good to have you in the gym with us.
Thank you.
Both JV teams win. Both varsity teams win. The girls win it 57-49. Kelly Tuggle and Andrea Wujek are co-Dairy Queen players of the game. And unless you have an objection, I'm going to name two for the boys as well. A little bit of a surprise, maybe. I'm going to go with Casey Worth. 22 points. And when the game did matter somewhat, Casey was good. He sold the ball at the first quarter buzzer and laid it in. And then at the start of the second quarter, he hit back-to-back threes and two for two at the free throw line. So he scores 10 straight points for DeSales wrapped around the first quarter break. And he just rolled. He hit three-pointers. He hit mid-range jumpers. He hit lay-ins in transition. He did it all. Casey Wirtz, the 5'11 junior, the DeSales representative as the Dairy Queen player of the game. And I'm going to go ahead and give one also to B.J. Himmelberger. I mentioned earlier, I said he's a guy I'd like to have on my team regardless of the sport. He's a big kid, plays hard. He seems to be a very classy kid. He had 14 points and 11 rebounds. Not typical for me to give a certificate to an opponent, but I think he's very deserving. Obviously, it's got to be frustrating at times for a senior like him to not be tasting many victories in his senior year, but a good effort on his part.
But keep in mind, I still think Dayton
right.
has a legitimate shot of getting that fifth spot and potentially playing in that play-in game for district.
Well, they could get the second spot. I mean, I think other than DeSales, it's anybody's game. Dayton beat Waysburg last night. So for 2 through 5, it could be anybody. And a lot can happen this month, and it might not be the greatest basketball being played, but they're high school athletes playing hard, and it'll be fun to watch. And, Dave, if I don't see you between now and district, thanks for coming down.
Yeah, this is the first time in 9 years I've attended an Irish home game. And usually you and I just talk during the district and possibly state tournaments. But to visit down here in Walla Walla for a regular season game, I knew I would be on the microphone, and I really appreciate you because, of course, some people up in Whitman County don't appreciate my work on the radio, so I would like to thank you very much for being on the air.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot. You drive safely.
Thanks.
All right, Dave Maley, the Stat King from Rosalia, Washington. If you want to know something about District 9 basketball, ask him, and Class B football as well. He's the official statistician. You look at the stats in the state program, he's one to make sure they're correct. The Irish win at 81-38. Our Dairy Queen player of the games for the boys, Casey Wirth, and B.J. Himmelberger for Dayton. The Irish are undefeated at 7-0. The girls are 5-4, but most importantly, undefeated in the conference at 4-0. Both teams will travel to Touche for their next games. That'll be Tuesday. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. So I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening. Thanks to all our great sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. Great job back at the studio. Seems like every time I went to a commercial, it was a different guy. I know Brian and Paul are both there, so nice job by you guys. And I think that's going to do it for me. This is Mike Spee saying I'm glad you joined us tonight. And until Touche on Tuesday, I'm saying God bless and enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Post Atlantics Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.